Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Today is our first recap of episode one of Joey's season. We're really excited about it. We love having new Bachelor content to recap with you every single week. And I know I chose totally unintentionally to, on the same day of Joey's premiere, to announce my pregnancy. So I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. We are here to recap this show, but Jared and I will come on and we're going to talk about all the details of baby number two. There's always a lot to share because I love complaining about pregnancy and our absolute thrill about it happening. And we're just super blessed and we're excited to share about it. So stay tuned for that tomorrow.
That is so exciting, Ash. Can't wait for that episode tomorrow with you and Jared to hear all about it. Now, let's start a breaking down the season premiere of Joey's premiere. Yes, we're here for Bachelor episode season one.
I really enjoyed the way that they kicked this one off. It is means nothing, I'm sure, but they start off the season by showing Joey crying at the rose altar, the final rose altar. And they show a car pulling away with one final rose left on the table while Joey cries. Now, Ben, what's your interpretation of this? Because I'll tell you mine first. It's that he just sent home the runner-up And he's taking a break. He's very upset, obviously, as everyone would be. And they're just showing the in-between before his final pick comes out. But it was interesting. This is an interesting way to kick it off instead of just like, hey, I'm Joey and I'm driving a convertible through Malibu.
That is an interesting way. I'm crazy, Ashley. I thought that was the scene from Charity Season.
No!
I didn't even put together that was Joey on his final episode.
Bad.
Is that crazy? Is that just me missing it?
Yeah, because of his hair.
Because the haircut, because yeah, he does look good.
Yeah, and then why would he be standing there? It's Charity standing there. He's the one that needs to walk up and then walk out.
Good point. That has to be the in-between. I don't know if he's come out publicly and said he's happy yet. Typically,
I think he has.
Have they?
I don't know. He seemed happy at the goal. He basically was like, I'm happy at the Golden Wedding.
Yeah, I have no doubt that he's like doing well. And so it has to be the in-between. But it is a good way to kick off the first episode. We've talked about it every season. The first episode is necessary because you've got to start a season and you've got to introduce us to all the women or the men, depending on what season it is. But for The Bachelor, it's the women. And we got to get re-familiar with Joey for any fans that maybe didn't watch Charity Season. We want to know about him a little bit. But it did spice this first episode up a little bit, which you and I both appreciate, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Now, I will say this episode felt really long. It dragged a bit. I was like, because, you know, when we watch our condensed episodes, it's an hour and 20, 25 minutes. Usually feels pretty quick. This, like, felt, I was like midway through. I was like, I still have a half. That doesn't mean that I wasn't bored. It felt like there wasn't, you know, it was just felt like night one, as everybody knows our opinions on night one. So what I want to do is go through the women's arrivals, and I just want to talk about the people that I really remember their names. And I feel like I actually did a pretty good job of remembering everybody's name. But like the people who really stood out to me, and Lexi's the first girl out of the limo, and she really stands out to me. She's stunning. She looks like she could be a supermodel. Mm-hmm. Lexi says that she got chills when she found out that Joey was the Bachelor. She has a health condition that we don't really know what it is yet, but it means that she may not be able to have kids. And this is something that has been worrisome to her in dating. Of course, that is a big thing to bring up. When do you bring something like that up?
I don't think it's... That's tough. I mean, I feel like it's early, but it's not on the first date.
It's like a third date?
Well, I think it's there. I think for the shows, I think it's the first time they have a one-on-one.
Oh, yeah, for the show.
Yeah, but I think if it's not a one-on-one opportunity, then I feel like it's like the second group date. Once there's some familiarity, once she knows that like, hey, Joey's actually interested in her and like they've got to know each other and he's kept her around, I think it's that would be the time, because there's really no reason for her to do it unless she knows that Joey's actually pursuing her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with that. The next girl that I find to be very memorable from this episode is Maria. She is from Canada. She comes out waving a Canadian flag, and the Canadian flag gets blurred out. Is that weird?
It is weird. That's what? Very... Maybe they didn't have the rights for it. Does somebody own the rights to
the Canadian flag?
That is odd. I mean, maybe Bachelor Canada can be the only ones that shows the Canadian flag.
Well, she... is a firecracker for sure. She seems like very alluring to Joey. I think he thinks that she's sexy. She's definitely got swag and confidence. And we see more of that with her when they have their one-on-one session, which is where they talk about movies and stuff like that. And she's like, I didn't want to be the one to kiss you, but you know, it just felt so right, natural. And she's definitely a contender for me.
I don't like that she so quickly changed her mind. Why make the statement, I don't want to kiss him, and then kiss him?
Because it just, she felt natural in the moment, Ben.
Oh, jeez. I mean, Kelsey A brings out a voodoo doll. I feel like that was pretty
shocking. Oh, Kelsey A, I love her. She's also a huge contender for me. Brings out the voodoo doll. Says she can like give a, you know, she wants to like manipulate Joey throughout the process, right? Wants to give him the voodoo doll little tennis thing. She's so cute. I really like her demeanor. They have a really nice one-on-one time and a kiss. And so far, I feel like it's been easy for me with like the limo, pairing the limo exits to what happens when they have their one-on-one time. It seems like he's quite obvious in the ones that he's pretty interested in right off the bat. Now, Allison and Lauren, big deal here with Allison and Lauren, and you can speak to this because they're sisters. They're not twins. They're 2 years apart. And I mean, I went on The Bachelor with my sister. I mean, I went on Bachelor in Paradise with my sister, which is, I honestly think, a totally different experience to have with your sister than competing for the one direct man in front of you. And well, we see later that Allison is the one, Allison, the younger sister, is the one who gets the first rose of the rose ceremony. And then Lauren, of course, the older sister, who's all the entire time showing a lot of competition with her sister. Like, she can't be the one who kisses him first. My clock, my biological clock, is ticking harder and faster than hers. She gets the last rose of the rose ceremony. They at first try to pretend like they're not going to tell the group of girls that they're sisters, but that didn't last long. And it didn't last long without telling Joey too, because Joey was like, you guys are both from the same area, you have similar upbringings. So they tell him. I couldn't do this with my sister, because I would be like just demoralized with the first kiss, with like rose ceremonies. I am actually surprised. I think he keeps them around together for one more week, and then I think he's going to split them up, because I don't think he wants to deal with it.
But yeah, I mean, he needs to send one of them home. He needs to do it early. You know, it's fine to go on with your sister or your twin in the twin's case, if you have the right attitude towards it. But I feel like there's way too much competition between these two sisters. Maybe not the younger sister. Yeah. I don't think she maybe cares as much.
Yeah.
But the older one is like staring and like breathing down the neck of the younger sister.
Yeah.
And that's never going to go well or end well. It's always going to be weird. And the longer they're both there, say he does pick one of them at the end, it only makes home visits even weirder. So he's got to decide quick, and I think he's more into the younger sister. I honestly think that the older sister kind of...
She's edgier.
She's edgier, and her time is limited, and she just is going to say things, I think, to Joey to make him be like, yeah, not interested. I think it's weird.
Liked the shotgun beer with her at the limo exit.
She was impressive. That was a very good talent. I mean, I think she's a good time. Like, I think she's a lot of fun, and I think she's going to be, like, great. She's 28 years old. Like, she's going to be all right. I think she'll go home pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay, but I think she would have lasted longer if her sister wasn't there, but I don't think he wants that direct competition there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I fully agree with you on that.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Now, there's a whole other half of women to come. He has the most women of all
32.
Caitlin comes in. She's a nuclear chemist. They do a little experiment to see if they have chemistry. That was memorable for me. Jen, I think she is definitely top five. She comes in a golf court, in a golf cart, and she says, like, when I found out you're a bachelor, I had to quickly race over here from Miami. She's going to school to be a physician's assistant, and she was like, made a big deal out of the fact, like, she was not going to be on The Bachelor unless he was The Bachelor.
I mean, you also have to bring up the, you know, Daisy. They have a little package about her. She has some incredible story life experience. But and I think she's like my top one right now.
Yeah.
I was just telling Jess that. But it doesn't help that they play like the winner's music behind her as she exits out of limo. It's like, of course Daisy's gonna be there a long time now. Like, I know she's gonna be there a long time, because they played like the beautiful like princess music to her stepping out of the limo. So it's like, you just gave it away, show. Like, she's there. If you want to put money in Vegas on who sticks around, Daisy's the one.
I totally agree with you. It was almost too much. It was like, you are like, she's really in our face right now.
Yeah, so and I like her. I do. I think she's great. I don't obviously know her well. I know her from this little segment. She's either going to be somebody that like makes me so happy watching the show, or one of my like most heartbreaking exits ever, because I feel like we're going to fall in love with her. And then like, she's either going to make us so happy, cause we're gonna be like, yes, Daisy's great. Or she's going to make us so sad, because she's going to go home. Like, I think she's really going to pull at our heartstrings. She's beautiful. She's kind. She's considerate. She's sitting next to Joey, definitely helping Joey get through this experience. She has a life story that's been very impactful. She has everything to be like either the chosen like person or the next bachelorette.
Yeah. So what you talk about with like the life thing is she is a cochlear implant. She ended up losing her hearing at the age, or starting to lose it at 17. It got progressively worse. And just last year, she got the cochlear implant, and it's been like game changing ever since. Yeah. And she said she did have a little moment in there with all the girls where she was getting a little anxious because the sound, when you have all that background sound in addition to whatever conversation you're having in front of you, is very overwhelming. And but she also said to Joey during their one-on-one time that she was like, I'm just excited for whoever you end up with. And I was like, wow, that's not something you hear every day on The Bachelor.
And I'm guessing she's probably being very truthful when she says that. Like, she seems like a type of person. It's like, hey, Joey, I'm so happy to be here. I want to be here. I think you're great. But I'm just happy for whoever gets to spend their life with you. Which, if I was The Bachelor and somebody said it to me, I'd be like, my goodness, you are, like, I couldn't get, I mean, I'm done. Like, you're the best.
Yeah, it's really sweet. So, other one-on-one times that stood out to me was with Jess. She gets the first kiss of the night. I was quite
shocked.
I was okay. Yeah, I was all right. I'm glad that you're saying that, because I was surprised. It just didn't seem like, I didn't feel like a ton of romantic chemistry, and they both mutually went in for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you were there in the moment, I don't think Joey's going to be very good at small talk. He does seem like a very deep person. He feels like a very intentional person. He seems like somebody that's going to be an incredible bachelor. A+ for Joey on night one. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Just very likable, very like attractive, confident, cool, never seemed super nervous. Definitely made sure the girls felt comfortable. I think, and I don't think it's even like a negative. I just don't think he's going to be great at small talk. I don't think he's going to love like having those weird conversations he's going to have. So I do imagine that he's going to be making out with people when like things get weird. Like, I think he's going to be kissing them. And I think that's what happened with her.
They got along very nicely.
Sure.
But yeah, she comes in and she tells everyone that she got a little smoochy poo, where I was like, okay, the producers definitely put that in her ear to be like, and then maybe you could drop to the ladies that like you kissed, because it is the weirdest thing to offer up on your own on night one.
Oh, and it's just such, it was such bad timing. I mean, if you don't want to be that girl or that boy, don't be that girl or boy. Like, don't be the one to say that. Say yeah, no well,
she
to didn't, that.
She said, I don't care. She said, I would do it again. I don't care. Well, she would actually interrupt again. So Taylor, during Taylor's time, she interrupts. And I mean, it's never a good look to interrupt when you legitimately already had your time night one and you told everyone that you kissed. What else are you going back for, miss?
And what are you trying to prove? I mean, are you literally just trying to get the house to absolutely hate you from night one? Like, yeah. What goals do you have here? Because she's doing everything right to just get a target on her back.
Yeah. She's not going to be really villainous though. Like,
I don't think she's there for another week.
There's parts of her that I do like, I enjoy. She's good to watch. She's good TV.
Sure. But when she was like, I'm going to get the first impression rose, I'm so happy. Again, in my mind, I'm like, I hope he gets sent home. Like,
he's already like, thinking it. He's like, oh man, I regret kissing her because she's already becoming that person.
And then it just kind of opened up the floodgates for more makeouts. I mean, he did. He had himself a time.
He did. He kissed so many people. He kissed Daisy. I think he kissed Jen, right? I guess he definitely kissed Jen.
Yeah.
He kissed Allison, one of the sisters.
Did he kiss Leah?
Leah. Yes, he kissed Leah after giving her the first impression rose. And then he also kissed Lexi, who New Orleans Lexi. Yeah. So, oh, and Maria. He also kissed Maria. Yeah.
I mean,
so.
That's a pretty good amount on night one. Like, that's, hey, you know, more power to everybody. But, like, you don't see that every time. And I'm sure there was a few maybe they didn't even show. So, it's
yeah, I bet you
he kissed eight people.
Yeah.
Eight of the 32. Because one-fourth of the population in the Bachelor Mansion.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Let's talk about Leah, who ends up getting Leia, who ends up getting the first impression rose, who I really would not have guessed this if you had like put us back in the moment where he met her on stage at after the final rose.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, she was the one that like got to come on his season from the basically the audience. And then she got that card, which she wasn't allowed to open until she got in the Bachelor Mansion. Like, I didn't feel like he was super into her like that night on the stage, mm-hmm. but it was definitely genuine here. I think there were a few more people that he feels like passion with. But I think this was just kind of like a nice gesture for her behaving the way that she did when opening that card, which the card says you're able to steal a one-on-one date from like any girl whenever you want. And I had to couldn't help but wonder what my reaction would have been to getting that. I think it would have been similar, but the way that she was so emotional, she just didn't want to ruffle any feathers. She did not want to hurt anyone, steal anything. It was super sweet.
I mean, she definitely is the opposite of what Jess. Like, she is Jess. She's trying to just do this thing with respect. Again, I think she had a great perspective when it came to Joey. She said, I'm going to give you autonomy. Like, you get to pick these one-on-ones. And so if you want to take me, great. If you don't, like, I don't want to be the one to like force my way into a date with you. I think it'd be really weird if he was like, I'm going to take this person to this date. And she was said, no, it's actually going to be me this time. Let the chemistry kind of come about as it will. Great memory, by the way, that she was on after the final rose. You know, that's and that like their chemistry or connection, you know, wasn't maybe as strong.
I didn't feel it then, yeah.
But the move to burn it.
Oh, I thought that was a natural move. I thought that was that came right to my head was just in the fire in front of these girls.
I thought she was going to give it to somebody else, but then I was like, who would she give it to? Or she'd give it to Joey to give it to somebody else. But you're saying like a fire was like 100%
a good little, we're getting rid of this moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes she's going to make friends by burning that. Yeah.
Well, she's definitely going to make friends. People are going to, I think, just respect her for that. I think they're going to really appreciate that gesture. And I mean, she might make a lot of friends in the house. I don't know yet if she's the one for Joey, but she did get the first impression rose, which is always a big deal. Like, we don't see first impression roses go home early very often at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she'll be around for a while, but maybe not. I'm not putting her in like my top five. I did make a mistake earlier. I just want to point out. I said Lexi. So they kiss. But when I was talking about the voodoo doll, I meant to say Kelsey. There are two Kelseys, and one of them looks like the block streaks. Yeah, I think Kelsey A. Sorry, guys.
Kelsey A gave the voodoo doll to Joey.
Okay. Yes. Did they? I thought they kissed too. Yeah, I think so. So there you go. Lots of kisses.
It's hard to keep up with. It was hard to keep up with at this point.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to go through my top now. So I would say Kelsey A, Lexi, Maria, and Jen. Those are my top four right now.
I like Daisy.
Oh, my God. No, wait. Sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, you can't take it back.
I have to. That's my top five. I'm sorry. I totally blanked.
I'm going to say Leah, Daisy, Kelsey A, and goodness. Let me throw one more in here that I did think had it. I think Maria, honestly, I just feel like she does kind of have the confidence and the swagger to keep him interested for a long period of time. Yeah. She would not be my pick at the end. I think Daisy is kind of like the surefire bet at this point to be there at the end. Ashley, that brings us up to the rose ceremony. A bunch of people went home that we don't know.
We don't really remember. The one that I remember was the one whose name is Chandler because she said, I'm Chandler, you're Joey, and I'll always be there for you. Very cute.
That is very cute. The preview for the rest of the season looks like a normal Bachelor season. There's some tears. There's some crying. There's some people being upset. There wasn't it was lacking, which is fine if it didn't exist, like the big spin. You know, we didn't have the fence jump.
No fence jump.
We didn't have those moments that really like shook us.
They're trying to make the final scene that because they actually don't have one.
And that's fine. If it's just a good old genuine love story, I'm fine with it. If there's not a big moment, I bet the drama does. I mean, this house was already very dramatic for night one. Let's be honest. Like, there was a lot of kind of bad mouthing or frustrations or whatever, even for night one. So I do think some drama will come from the house.
Yeah. Who it will be surrounded by yet, we do not know. All right. Well, guys,
we're off and
let
running.
Let us know what you're thinking. You know, your tops. I bet you guys agree with us in our top five.
Yeah, there'll be some. I think it'll be shocking at this point to see anybody disagree. But we're off and running, Ashley. See, episode one is done. We'll be back next week for episode two. We won't stop until the show stops, which will be after Joey's season.
Wait, what do you mean? That sounds like ominous.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
This is not the last season for what we know.
No. No announcements have been made. No, we don't know anything. We'll just keep going until Joey's season time. Anyways, until next week, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.